Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
No! You just heard it. Martin Weiss has stepped into the arena.
Yes, sir.
Let's give him a hand for bravery. Give him a hand for courage. That's right. Give him a hand for perseverance and all of that good stuff. We are the Odd Couple, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining a motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All of your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. We, of course, are coming to you live for the next 3 hours from the TireRack.com studio. So keep it locked here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. However you may be listening, you won't be disappointed. With that said, let me welcome in the man of the hour, too sweet to be sour. I know, that's real old school. That's probably before he was born. Martin Weiss, what's up, man?
Hey, man, life is good. You know what? I'm doing pretty well, man. It was a great football Sunday. I'm looking forward. Yeah. My only upset right now is two Monday Night Football games back-to-back? Like, what are we doing? What's going on?
Well, I mean, come on. Not even back-to-back. They're at the same time.
That's right, running concurrently. I just don't get it. Yeah. Like, yeah. Leave Monday Night Football alone.
That's a little odd.
Not a fan.
We will get to that. It is strange. I don't know why they're doing it. But we'll get to that and more. David Hellman, speaking of the NFL, he'll join us at the bottom of the hour. So you want to keep it locked for that. Of course, the Odd Couple crew is in full effect. The super producer, Rob G, is here on the ones and twos. I heard he was a chatty Cathy today. DJ Alex Teichert, a.k.a.
Hey, hold
Alex
up. What you mean, Chatty Cathy?
Vegan? Mm-hmm. That's the word around.
I would like to challenge the word, CB.
All right. I came on to say what's up, and you were chatting.
Well, hi, CB.
Out in the lobby. What's
good to
up,
see
man?
You, CB.
Good.
See, at least you showed up, unlike our co-host.
Yeah. I don't know where he is, but I heard he wishes he was here tonight, though, because of the Shohei the Money Me, Ohtani, or whatever he said on his network. He texted it to us, all his little lines. I guess Shohei went to the Dodgers and said, Shohei me the money.
Yeah, in about 10 years from now, I guess.
Right. That's an interesting contract. We will get into that for sure. On the updates, of course, you just heard him, Steve DeSager. And on social media, our man, Elijah Sabunia. All right, before we get to Shohei, we got to do some NFL stuff. And yesterday, what a game. The Bills, the Chiefs, it promised to be good and exciting, and it was. Buffalo holds on for a 20-17 victory that they needed badly to keep their playoff hopes alive. And the Chiefs, just unlike anything we've seen from them in the Patrick Mahomes era, after the bye week, struggling mightily, 1-3 now after the bye, 2-4 in their last six games. And they are frustrated. And last night, of course, it wasn't just because they lost, but how they lost. And for those that might have been sleeping under a rock, you don't know, they're marching late in the game, about a minute left. They score a touchdown on a tremendous play. Travis Kelce catches a deep pass from Patrick Mahomes. Kelsey's about to get tackled, and he laterals the ball, just throws a great spiral pass across the field to Kadarius Toney, who runs it in from about 20 yards out. You think it's the game, but oh no! There was a flag, and Kadarius Toney was offsides, and boy was he. He was definitely offsides. And the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, we've never seen him like this. He lost it on the refs, and Andy Reid as well. But Mahomes really went crazy. Here he is after the game.
To happen on a flag, change the outcome of a game in that moment. I mean, I've played 7 years, never had offensive offsides called. I mean, that's elementary school. We talk about, I mean, you point to the ref, do all that different type of stuff, and it doesn't get called. And if it does, they warn you, and there was no warning throughout the entire game. And then you wait till there's a minute left in the game to make a call like that. It's just tough, man. It's lost for words, man. It's tough because regardless if we win or lose, man, just for it to end with another game, and we're talking about the refs, man. It's just not what we want for the NFL and for football.
He was much calmer there, Martin, than at the end of the game and on the field. But he's wrong. We all know that, and we'll get to that. But I will give him this, Mahomes. He is consistent. Like, if you remember a week ago when Marquez Valdes-Scantling had a chance for a potentially game-tying pass, and Mahomes, threw him the pass, and it was a clear pass interference when the Chiefs were playing the Green Bay Packers, and it was not called. It wasn't close. It wasn't one of those, oh, maybe that's – no, it was definitely pass interference. Wasn't called, and Mahomes didn't complain. Neither did Reed, but Mahomes said, hey, I don't like the – you know, refs settling a game. I'd rather have the players do it on the field. And I'm never looking for a flag in that instance. And so I'll give him credit. I don't think, Martin, that he is complaining from the place of being a sore loser. I think he's complaining because it seems like from his history and from what he said last week, he just fundamentally disagrees with the referees really impacting the game and the outcome. I think he'd rather have the players do it. And so I'll give him credit for being consistent, but he is wrong. I mean, Toney was darn near in the Buffalo Bills secondary. I mean, that was ridiculous how he was lined up. What were your thoughts on it?
I think it absolutely is a sore loser mentality right here. The idea that Patrick Mahomes had to be restrained on the sidelines for going after the referees is embarrassing. And what Andy Reid and them did, and Patrick Mahomes did in their press conference after the game, also embarrassing. The difference between the Valdes-Scantling call and the Kadarius Toney one is the refs missed the call with Valdes-Scantling, right? They missed it. If they had
but
thrown,
it still was clearly a pass interference.
It was. And if
a lot of people would have went there And I don't know that people, you know, Mahomes, we rarely see players go that, you know, the way he was acting on the sideline.
Well, that's because
I do think a lot of people, I do think, Martin, a lot of people would have went to the press conference and been like, come on. And I'll be honest, Mahomes would have been fully within his rights last week to go to the press conference and be like, look, we work our tails off. We work our tails off, and so do the Packers, so do all the teams, but we work too hard for some officials to miss a clear call like that and cost us a chance to win the game.
But then, I digress. But then on last night when the referees didn't miss a clear offsides, everybody's losing their minds. Like, I can't get mad at a referee for throwing a flag when there's a penalty. Like, I just can't get mad at that. That's what his job is.
I agree.
I've never been a fan of the, well, you can't call that at this time in the game, blah, blah, blah. No, yes, you can. Because ultimately, to me, the players do decide what happens on the field. That was a pass interference against Scantling. Should have been a flag. Should have been Chiefs ball right there. That's the referee messing up. Just like Kadarius Toney was standing on damn near on the same line as Von Miller, right? Von Miller, who plays defense, mind you, across the neutral zone. He's lined up offsides. It's evident to everybody. If you look at it, I don't know how he's.
There's no way. I mean, it was ridiculous.
There's no excuse besides. Line up correctly. That's the only thing you can be angry about in this scenario to me. It doesn't even seem to be terribly controversial to me, the idea that the referee threw the flag. So to see Mahomes and Andy Reid and all these guys who had not lost a lot in the last, what, 5-6 years, they have lost a handful of games, max. To see them react that way after dropping two in a row, to me, it's just utterly embarrassing to come after the refs the way that they did when in the reality of the situation is this is the second game, if you're a Kansas City Chiefs fan, that you probably feel that Kadarius Toney cost you. He cost you week one, dropping the ball.
He definitely cost you.
And he lines up offsides again here, and that cost them the game, right?
Here's the only thing I'll say, and I agree with you. This changed probably the way a lot of people view it. I don't think anybody, in fact, the way the Chiefs even reacted, they clearly know that it was a penalty. All right. And as you said, it's hard to get mad at the officials for calling a clear penalty. But Dan Orlovsky from ESPN, obviously a former quarterback himself in the league, he said he went, and you may have seen it, Martin.
Sure.
He went, did you see it?
I did.
He went back throughout the entire tape of the game and showed how Kadarius Toney was offsides essentially the same way he was on that last play 4 or 5 times throughout the game. And that, you know, so again, not defending Toney, but it's a bit odd. It's like, you know, you've been letting the players in basketball play all night, letting them get physical, and then on the last play of the game, somebody hits a game winner, and you call kind of a ticky-tack foul away from the ball. I get that, but look, it was a penalty.
The problem I had with Orlovsky's thing is it doesn't prove what he thinks it does, right? The idea, just because you can show me 5 other instances in the game in which Toney was lined up incorrectly means it was lined up incorrectly a whole lot. They should have been flagged more, right? And what also does is I've seen a video now, somebody from the stands, where you see Toney motioning to the side judge, and he doesn't look to, like, he looks at the side judge, motions, and is right back in the stands, doesn't check, doesn't adjust the stands, doesn't do anything.
Right.
Right? So if you're like, but it doesn't make, it doesn't excuse the fact, and also.
Wrong is wrong. It's like saying, well, I always speed on this road.
That's exactly what I was about to say.
Now you're ticketing me?
If you're late to work every day by 10 minutes, right? On the 17th day that you're late to work, and they're like, yo, you're late. This is a problem. You can't be like, well, I was late the last 17 times and nobody cared. There's a time you're supposed to be there. There's a place where Tony's supposed to be, right? But it also doesn't, like, how do we know? based off Orlovsky's film breakdown, right, or based off the All-22, that there was not a the refs and the coaches talk all the time. There could have easily have been a moment in which the referees did tell Andy Reid, hey, your guys are lining up offsides. This is your warning. Maybe it didn't happen in that play, in that moment, but the idea that the idea that it's the ref's responsibility to tell you where to line up is something that I just can't square. You're a professional football player. It's your fourth year in the league, and people are having to tell you, you need to check with me? No.
Right.
It's not. And it, really, it's a microcosm of something that I know that you agree with, and it's Chiefs with this wide receiver corps kind of wasting Mahomes' time at this period, because here's the thing.
Well,
the Giants moved on for Kadarius Toney because he was not a high IQ player.
Right. I'm glad you brought that up, because we're going to continue this next. I got something to say about Patrick Mahomes' reaction as well.
Embarrassing to me, Chris.
To the way he responded. We're going to get into that next. It is Chris and Martin. Martin Weiss in for Rob Parker here on The iCouple. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
Of course, you know us as the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show.
Yeah.
Now, the suits at Fox Sports Radio gave us this airtime because they wanted us to tell you how great our show is.
Why?
Yeah, instead of us doing that, let's just let our millions of fans do the talking.
Yeah, play the tape.
You don't know crap about sports. I mean, why am I even on this crap?
Whoa. That's the wrong tape.
Wrong tape.
Just forget that. Look, listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Don't you give me all that jive about things you wrote before I was alive. Speaking of before you were alive, this is before Martin was alive.
I wouldn't even thought of it this time, brother.
I'm going to say 1980, 79 or 80. When were you born, Martin?
Was I born in 79 or 80?
No, this song was in 79 or 80.
Oh, I was born in 1989.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
I was about to say.
You missed 79. A whole lot of hip-hop, let alone Curtis Blow. All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. If you like using debit over credit, shouldn't you also get rewarded? Well, now you can with Discover's Cashback Debit. It's a checking account that rewards everyone with cashback on everyday purchases. No fees, period. Check out eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashback debit Discover Bank member FDIC. All right. I hear, Martin, we didn't even get to this. There's so many different angles to discuss this Kansas City Chiefs thing from. And I really want to see what you think of this. My ultimate take on the way Patrick Mahomes responded yesterday was that the anger and the frustration that he had towards the referees, he should have toward his receivers this week. Like, he needs to go off on those dudes. And look, I will preface it with this. Maybe he is behind closed doors. I don't think so. I don't think that's his demeanor. I'm not talking about at press conferences. I like the fact that he takes the hits at the press conference, right? I like the fact that when he throws it to MVS and MVS drops it, which would have been a touchdown, he says, hey, I could have thrown it a foot shorter or something. You know, like, we all know that's BS, but I like that he takes that route in the press conferences. But behind the scenes at practice, he needs to go into the receiver room and go off on those dudes. We talk with Coach Eric Mangini all the time. You know, he's on First Things First. He was an assistant coach in New England when Brady was there early in his career. He said Tom Brady did that. Tom Brady held his receivers to an incredibly high standard. And if you didn't reach it, if you weren't your best, if you weren't putting in hard work, then he was going to go off on you, or you were just going to get the cold shoulder at some point. Like, you were going to know you were on his bad side.
He was not going to throw you the ball.
Right. You weren't going to get the rock.
Same thing with Aaron Rodgers, too.
Yeah. Now, and I don't like the way Rodgers, because Rodgers does it too publicly.
Sure.
You know what I mean? But I'm fine with the nice guy in the press. But when it comes to behind the scenes, those dudes need a foot up their butt, their backside. Because they clearly, look, he has the pedigree, Martin, obviously. And I bet you every receiver on that team wants nothing more than to please Patrick Mahomes, right? He's the best quarterback some of us, you know, feel like we've ever seen. And so I don't think that's his personality, but he needs to let these dudes know, y'all not cutting it. And I think that's where they miss Eric Bieniemy. Everybody's, you know, with people now starting to say, well, is Bieniemy the fact that he's not there the issue? He wasn't calling plays, but I think what he was the bad cop. And Andy Reid is a good cop. Mahomes seems like he's a good cop. They needed somebody that was a bad cop. And now these same receivers, all they missing is Juju Smith-Schuster, who's a professional receiver, legit professional receiver, maybe a number three at this point. At one point, maybe a number two. So I'm not saying he's not very good, but he's not all that. And last year, he wasn't all that. But I think Bieniemy had his foot on those dudes and made sure they were the best they could be. And they actually should be better this year, because most of them were here a year ago and you would have expected some improvement. So I think that's what Mahomes needs to do, Martin, is go off on these cats and stop, like, babying them or you know, taking all the blame and start jumping on these dudes. Like, man, y'all need to step up. We about winning Super Bowls here. The defense is better than it's ever been here. I'm the same. Well, he ain't even got to say it. Like, I'm doing my thing, because we know what he is. Travis is doing his thing. Isaiah Pacheco is running like a monster. And y'all can't catch the freaking ball? Y'all don't know the freaking plays? Come on.
I think at this point, you know what? I think he needs to have that conversation, but probably needs to go upstairs to GM Brett Veach's office instead.
Look, amen. Amen.
I just started working out back in October, right? I just started getting back into it after COVID, right? After in October. Somebody goes in there and tells me to bench press 600 pounds, I can't do it. No matter how much yelling you do, no matter how much screaming you do, I don't have the physical ability to do it. Right now, you taking this cast of characters, Sky Moore is a bust. You missed early in the draft with him. Kadarius Toney, he's on his second team as a first-round pick in his fourth year. All right, that tells you all you need to know.
And they traded for a third-round pick. Right?
Okay, like, Travis Kelce is the only dependable receiving option on this team. And that's the biggest issue that you have right now. And sure, I know they won a Super Bowl without Tyreek Hill, but you know, a guy named Marcus Kemp had like five catches for 85 yards in the AFC Championship game last year. Right. You can't get by on smoke and mirrors for too long, and that's what ended up happening. The bill is coming due on the idea that you let go of guys like Tyreek Hill. You moved on from certain players like Kareem Hunt.
That's why Mahomes took less money.
So I will go ahead a conversation, but I'm having it with my GM because we got all type of dogs on the back end right now. Defensively, we got a ton of good players, young players. Offensively, you got to give me something to work with, brother.
I agree. He should talk to them both. I totally agree because they're taking him for granted. We saw it happen with Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, hence one Super Bowl. Now, obviously, Mahomes already crossed that. You know, he's got two, but. Look, people mocked me. You know this, Martin. About a month ago, I said, you know, when they talked about Tyreek Hill trade, and I said, well, I don't know that they won that trade. Yeah, they won it last year, and they got that one ring. But going forward, if they, you know, they may have lost that deal. And here's my thing. You've got arguably the best quarterback ever. Why don't you maximize him with one of the greatest receivers ever? The show could have been fantastic. And y'all said, you know what? We don't have to win that way. Let's go. Let's win boring. Let's just win with defense. And that's fine. Winning is winning. But you are taking Patrick Mahomes for granted. And Brett Veach, Martin, you said it right, needs to be called on the carpet just like those sorry receivers up in Kansas City. All right. We got David Hellman from the NFL on Fox podcast joining us in a moment, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We are live from the TireRack.com studios. Test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit prizepicks.com/odd100 and use the code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. Our next guest is the host of the NFL on Fox podcast. We gladly welcome in David Hellman. David, welcome to the Odd Couple.
What's up, fellas? Good to be on with you.
Great to have you, man. We got Martin Weiss in for Rob Parker, which is good for you. You don't have to deal with Rob Parker. So, but let's get to this NFL thing. What is your take? Martin and I just discussed, of course, the Chiefs' reaction to the call on Kadarius Toney. I think we, like most people, we thought it was ridiculous the way they acted because the bottom line is he was offsides. What's your take on this whole thing?
Well, yeah, I mean, I agree with you. Just the straightforward fact of the matter is Kadarius Toney was offside. I think my bigger take on the whole thing is I think this is how you know that the Chiefs' frustrations this season are finally bubbling to the surface. I mean, look, and the Chiefs are still in a plenty good position. They're on top of their division. They're going to make the playoffs. But this has not been an easy season by Kansas City Chiefs standards. You know, this is a team that's used to kind of cruising through the back half of the schedule, winning 12, 13 games, and having the bye week in the playoffs. And this offense just has not gotten out of first or second gear really all season long. I think, you know, whether it's the drops, whether it's the penalties, miscues, turnovers, you see it every single week with these guys, with maybe one or two exceptions. And I think Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid are venting their frustration at somebody, you know, that they can kind of get away with it. You know, nobody's really going to care if they want to yell at the refs, whereas maybe you're not going to freak out on your teammates and on your own players. But I think you can sense just how frustrating a season it's been for those guys.
Yeah, it absolutely has been. Dave, I got to ask you this, kind of off the subject. I just followed you on Twitter. We have a couple mutual followers. Did you go to Jesuit High School?
Yeah, I did. I was not expecting that, but yes.
I would have been class of 08, but a small little hurricane called Katrina knocked me up to Detroit. But I think we were in high school at the same time, so there you go. How about that,
wow,
Chris Broussard?
Wow.
So you're from New Orleans originally then?
Yes, sir.
Nice, nice, man. Now, wow, that's, yeah.
Louisiana is in the house. I'm from Baton Rouge.
We must have been on the corner of Carrollton and Banks around the same time, but I know that since you graduated from Jesuit as a man for others, I'm sure you've been covering the Cowboys pretty much a lot of this time. I got to ask you, when Kellen Moore left Dallas, right, and went to Los Angeles, there was a lot of talk about how Mike McCarthy was in over his head. He's talking about he wanted to run the ball more. Now Dak is on an all-time heater, and which culminated really with that win over Philadelphia. They probably should have beat Philly the first time with a couple, step out of bounds here, inch there. Where's your take on the Dallas offense and their finish in the NFC right now?
You know what's funny, and you're totally right. I mean, that was a conversation all off season. There were a lot of reasons to be frustrated with Kellen Moore, but at the end of the day, the Cowboys' offense was top five every year that he was there. Even when Dak Prescott was hurt in 2020, they were a pretty good offense. And you hear Mike McCarthy say, "We want to pound the rock. We want to complement our defense." And you know that Mike McCarthy's this West Coast guy, which is a lot of short timing-based routes. A lot of ball control using the passing game. And they looked like that through the first 5 weeks. And honestly, it looked pretty damn bad. I mean, they were not overly explosive. They had a hard time getting in the end zone over the first month of the season. And it all kind of fell apart when they went up to San Francisco and got their butts kicked. And I'm not saying they completely revamped the offense, but I think credit to him, Mike McCarthy realized, like, hey, my quarterback is the engine of this thing, and he's going to be what gets us where we need to go. And you can see that. They lean more into the pass. They use the pass to set up the run. They put the ball in Dak Prescott's hands in the big moments when they need to. And it's really taken off from there. I've defended Dak Prescott for a long time, but even as somebody who thinks that he's a really good player, it's gone to a completely different level here over the last 6 to 8 weeks. And I think, I mean, it's just a combination of Dak being an 8-year veteran who's played a lot of football, the Cowboys having a very talented offense, and then I think Mike McCarthy being a much better coach than he gets credit for, and dialing up good plays, but also having the confidence in Dak to put the ball in the phone.
David, I want to go back to the Chiefs because I think that all the yelling and screaming that Patrick Mahomes did at the officials yesterday, he needs to do at his receivers behind the scenes, not at a press conference. But I think they need that some type of tough love and accountability and all that. Do you know, one, does he do that behind the scenes? And two, if not, is that kind of what they miss about Eric Bieniemy, that he was that bad cop, whereas Andy Reid and Mahomes may not be?
I think that's a really good point. And I haven't spent enough time in Kansas City personally to have a good read on what Patrick Mahomes is like behind the scenes. I'll just admit that up front. But a couple of things come to mind. I think you make a good point. Because I have become friends with my guy Shady McCoy thanks to my time on Speak.
Yeah,
and I mean, Shady always talks about Bieniemy was a tough love guy, a guy that was going to be critical, going to get on you when you made mistakes. So maybe there is some element of not having that guy, but at the same time, even if I don't know what Patrick Mahomes is like behind closed doors, I think Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid both, hopefully nobody gets too mad at me for saying this, but it reminds me of Tom Brady, where when you're in the room with a guy who's already won multiple MVPs, multiple Super Bowl trophies, and Andy Reid's, his accolades speak for themselves as well, I would imagine those guys shouldn't need to say too much to you. I would like to think the Chiefs receivers know perfectly damn well, like, hey, if Patrick Mahomes is upset or wants a higher standard, he's probably right because he knows what it takes to be the best in the game. Now, is that going to change where they're headed here over the next 5 weeks? That'll be interesting to see. But I would like to think that what the Chiefs have accomplished, I would like to think that the culture there is strong enough that even if you don't have that tough love guy, that the Chiefs kind of expect that sort of that standard of excellence, that you shouldn't have to say too much to these guys to get more out of them.
David, I want to talk to you about another team in the AFC West, kind of the ones that first kind of showed the cracks in the armor for Kansas City, the Denver Broncos. Again, the defense that gave up 70 points earlier this season, now just stonewalled the Chargers, 7-6, just like, you know, half of the rest of the conference. But this has been a pretty impressive turnaround from Sean Payton in season, and it kind of juxtaposed to me with the Chiefs, who seemingly have not gotten any better from the start of the season to week 14, where the Broncos have gotten, obviously had a much further hill to climb to get better. It's really hard to give up 70 points in a football game. But since then, I mean, I think this team has a great shot at making the playoffs. Where are you with Sean Payton and his reclamation project?
And we got about a minute, Dave, just for the answer before we got to go to break.
Fair enough. Appreciate that. I think it's an old cliche in football that well-coached teams get better as the year goes on. And, like, what else can you say about the Broncos than that they're so much better than they were in September? I agree with you. I mean, the AFC wildcard race is a demolition derby right now. I mean, there's about six teams fighting over the same thing. And remember, the Broncos have beaten the Chiefs. They've beaten the Bills. They've beaten a few teams that are right in the thick of that thing. So it's incredibly impressive what he's done. I don't see the Broncos making any kind of deep, deep run, but remembering where they were back in week four, week five, it is an incredibly impressive turnaround.
Dave, great stuff, man. We appreciate you joining us. Keep up the great work.
Go Blue Jays.
Hey, always nice talking to some Louisiana people. I appreciate that, y'all. I'll talk to you next time.
That's right, brother. All right, peace. Monday Night Football, not even a doubleheader. I don't know what to call it. A simulcast? Is that what it is? I don't know.
A mistake is what it is, Chris.
Two games. We'll get into that next. It's the Odd Couple. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. And did you know that Discover wants everyone to feel special? That's why with your Discover card, you got access 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to customer service, as well as $0 fraud liability. All that means is you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn more at discover.com/credit card limitations do apply. Martin, we said it. We got two Monday Night Football games tonight on ESPN. Tennessee is at Miami, and on ABC, Green Bay is at the New York Giants. And you, for one, aren't pleased.
I'm not pleased at all. It really actually makes me upset because we have enough standalone games. We don't need to have multiple games at one time, especially in an era in which the vast majority, or I should say a growing majority, of NFL consumers are watching Red Zone instead of just locking in on their team, right? Or locking on a single team. You got guys who are like live in Wisconsin who are Mahomes fans or so on and so forth. We're losing the regionality of sports, especially with college football. Now USC is going to be in the Big Ten. Right, these things used to mean a little bit more when you had a team from the Midwest playing a team from the East Coast or a team from the West Coast. We're kind of losing that in today's internet age where everybody can see everybody, everybody has access to everybody. Let's have just one standalone primetime game and make it a good one. Make it a good one. The Giants are on Monday Night Football. Again, right? Another one. We probably could just miss this one. This feels like it could have been a 425 at best kick. We don't need to see
this. Should have been a 1 o'clock kick.
I mean, but it's like we don't need. So like what? But the thing is, to me, I know that other people like look at a football game initially and be like, oh, it's a game of the year before it ever gets played, like the 49ers and the Eagles 2 weeks ago, which ends up being a blowout, right? And so, why? Because we don't know what's going to happen. That's what makes sports beautiful, right? We could see the Tommy DeVito go out here and throw for 350 yards and 4 touchdowns tonight. Probably won't happen, but it could. We can see Will Levis go out here and go crazy. These guys deserve,
now
in my opinion.
Now you seem like you're contradicting your point.
No, no, no.
First you say, get them off the air. They're garbage. Now you're like, Tommy DeVito, though, he might go for 350.
Look.
What is
because
it?
Because if they are going to have him on by himself. That's my take. Like, if they want to have these standalone games, be by themselves. Because while anything can happen.
I agree with that. On a Monday night, yes. Yeah. Sunday night, Monday night, Thursday night.
Exactly.
We only need one game.
We only need one.
I'm not really a fan of the back-to-back Monday nights that they do, once or twice a year?
Like early in the season.
Yeah. But that would be better than this. I mean, why split it up? You know, that doesn't make any sense. And I'm going to say this, Martin, too. I think the NFL made a mistake by flexing out of the Kansas City-New England game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, at the time, it looked like, you know, it wouldn't be a game that held much interest. And they go into what? Philadelphia-Seattle, which will be a good game. People want to see Philadelphia and how they can bounce back from the back-to-back losses. So they'll be fine. But I also think, Martin, I think now everybody is curious to see whether or not Kansas City bounces back. And New England, actually, the one thing they do well is play defense.
Oh, they lock up.
Right? And so I would have been interested in seeing that game on a Monday night. But Philly-Seattle will be good.
I mean,
but you know what I'm saying?
The same questions are you got to ask about Philly.
Right,
they've
questions.
Got the same
exactly.
Back-to-back losses. In fact, their back-to-back losses have been worse on the scoreboard than the Chiefs' back-to-back losses. You got the same questions. And if they can't move the ball on Seattle, whew, it's going to be tough for Philly. Like, they haven't been able to score a lot of points the last few weeks.
Yeah, I think they'll be fine and bounce back. But, yeah, there's no doubt people want to see, you know, how do they respond to these back-to-back blowout losses.
Well, I just know this. We might not be able to withstand all the crying if they lose 3 in a row out of Kansas City. At least Jalen Hurts would go up there and talk about we're not stuck in the mud. We're working through it. We're getting together. Patrick Mahomes and them are like, oh, my God, somebody lined up offsides again. Like, nah, like, just get over yourselves. It's embarrassing for the
Mahomes
NFL.
Mahomes and the Chiefs have spoiled themselves. I noticed I said spoiled themselves. They haven't been spoiled. Because they had to earn it. But, yeah, they're not used to this, man. I mean, Mahomes talked the other day about how they were 6-4 and, you know, still had a great season. But they have not – they have always, even that year, been great off the bye.
Mm-hmm.
Great, right? And now
Andy
they're
1-3
off the bye. Yeah, so this is real. And at this point in the season, you ought to be getting better if you got Super Bowl designs. And so they're clearly not. And, yeah, I think a big part of the response last night was some frustration. But I'll say this about the Chiefs. They're still very much alive in the Super Bowl hunt. You can't tell me they can't play with Baltimore and Miami and Jacksonville and all them. Keep it locked.
Sure.
A couple.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.